Ennis National School recently welcomed 19 Ukrainian children into classes throughout the school. The children and their families are staying at the Rowan Tree Hostel, and parents of children attending the school decided to host a group of parents, grandparents and adult siblings of the children for tea, coffee, sandwiches and cakes as a goodwill gesture to make them all feel more welcome. The gathering was held at the PE Hall at Ennis National School, and I headed along to see how it went.
I am Brian Troy, principal of Innes National School. Yeah, and we're here today in the hall. Just want to say, look, great credit to our Parents Association for organising this today. They put great work into it, and it's just a great community thing to see. And just see the happy faces on the people from Ukraine and the kids that are here in the school, and possibly more children that will enrol with us in the next few days and weeks.
It's just the latest, Brian, in a litany of unbelievable efforts from people around Clare to welcome Ukrainian refugees and make them feel comfortable and try and integrate them. You must be very proud, though, as principal, to see this effort happening at the school, taking place here, but then you've the wider circle around the school, as you say, the parents getting involved.
Yeah, massively, I suppose. Other schools around Innes probably would have been in the grips of dealing with enrolments from Ukrainians before us, and every school, I can say, has done their bit over the last few weeks, and we're no different here as well. And it does, you do feel very proud. You do feel very proud of the school, the teachers, the special needs assistants. Everyone's rode in here in the last couple of weeks that we've got them, to make them feel welcome. We know the circumstances they're going through. It is very hard. And look, if that's all we can do, make them feel welcome, make them feel safe, give them a safe learning environment, and help them out over the next few weeks before the summer, and see where September's take us in. Well, if it's all we can do, I feel that we're doing a good thing anyway.
This effort here today is to make the 19 students who started a week or so ago feel very welcome, and obviously their parents or relatives and people like that are here with them, and it's making them feel welcome too. What has the process been like in terms of getting Ukrainian students and integrating them? I mean, I'm picking up in terms of what they're learning from wherever they left off in their school in Ukraine. I mean, are these the first batch of Ukrainian students to come here? Have you got some already before this 19?
No, we wouldn't have had Ukrainians, but look, Innes National School is a very multinational school. We'd be used to kids coming in from difficult circumstances in their home country with very little English, but probably not at this volume. They might have come in ones and twos over the years, but not a big group altogether like that. So that is an unprecedented challenge for us going forward, but look, we've risen to it. And at the moment, you see with the kids coming in, they're very happy to be in school. I'd say back in a school environment in that regard. I would imagine probably over the next few weeks and months, you might see the issues that will come in relation to the trauma that they've been through, and it's pretty a little bit like in regards to COVID. When our own children came back after COVID, they were all happy to go back, but it possibly as the year went on, you could see the issues that had risen from that, and I imagine this would be the same. So look, I hope there is support in relation from the department in Relata. I hope they will be looking at more. For us, probably transport is the biggest issue because we're a bit outside the town, but as you saw today, parents rallied to bring the families up here today to show them the school and have this little bit of an open day for them. But and I hope all those issues will be sorted. I suppose no one really knows how long they're with us. They could be gone in a few weeks, they could be here for a year or 2 years, who knows? And that's, I suppose, they're all the bridges we'll have to cross in the coming weeks and months.
And I guess, just to finish with that in mind, Brian, that uncertainty means you can't really plan too long term. You just have to take it day by day, week by week.
Yeah, that's the way it is here now at the moment. We've an EL teacher who's came in, and a newly qualified teacher, and it is a daunting task for him, but he's risen to the occasion as well, and we're just saying to him, take it day by day, week by week, and that's all we can do, and maybe get to the summer and we can reassess then again in September and see who we have, because I imagine a lot of these Ukrainians will be moved around in relation to accommodation and things like that. So who we have now, we might not have in September, or we might have more as well, who knows.
My name is Jacob Alkawaja. I'm from Mariupol city.
In what capacity are you here today?
I have a daughter here. She studies here, and they offered us to come just to take a look where the kids are studying and stuff, you know. So yeah, I think this is a great event, so people can see each other, and we can see the teachers and see the atmosphere in the school, you know.
It can't be easy, the circumstances in which you had to leave your own country, and we all know Mariupol,
yeah,
amongst the Ukrainian cities that have been hit the hardest. Does nothing could ever make you forget what's going on in Ukraine, but these events in Ireland and trying to integrate the children and the parents and just trying to put a smile on your face, does it give a brief break from thinking about what's going on back home?
Well, as a matter of fact, events can be forgotten. But it's much easier for kids, which makes things better. For kids, they can get fast to the situation here in Ireland. It's not the same for parents. We try to live our life here, and.
And how are you finding life here? I mean, are you living in a
country? Well, you know, I was pretty surprised of people. They are very kind. They are trying their best. They are really welcomeable. They're perfect people. I love them really. So I'm so happy that we end up here in Ireland.
And your child, are they happy to be going to school here?
Yes. They are. They have new friends, the Irish friends and stuff. So they're making well.
That's good. And you said just a moment ago, thinking about what's going on back home, you want to kind of shield them from that. Are they?
I don't.
Are
want
they aware
to
of
think.
That, or do they talk to you about that, or do you try and keep it out of their heads?
Yeah, they sometimes they speak about that and ask about. We have relatives still there, and they ask about them and stuff, you know. But we try not to talk about that all the time. We just say that things are good and things will be better with time. Even though we know that it's not the way it's going to be, you know.
Just but to finish, Jacob, I mean, you don't know how long you'll be here. I'm sure you would love to return home at some point. Is it a case of just taking things day by day? And
we don't know, man. We don't know. We still see that Mariupol now is under Russian control. And I'm not sure if it's going to be back. I would love to, but I don't believe in that, really, because I don't know. I'm sorry to say that, man. But I would love to give back Mariupol and get the life we had before. Home is always better.
Hi, I'm Emer O'Reilly, and I'm a parent here at Ennis National School.
Emer, you put the call out on Facebook for, I guess, people to bring Ukrainians to the school hall here at Ennis National School where we are. So can you tell us exactly the reasons behind that and what's happening here today?
Well, we became aware that 19 Ukrainian children had attended our school for over a week. It took a week for them to settle in, but they were walking up and down from the Rowntree Hostel. Mr. Troy was very busy organising a bus for them. That's in place now. And we just felt that they needed a welcome. They needed more than just transportation up from the Rowntree as far as Ennis National School. They needed a welcome from the community here at Ennis National School. So we were delighted to put the call out on Tuesday morning, only Tuesday morning. And look at the response. Unbelievable.
And just to describe to people, there are lots of tables laid out, a lot of children, adults, the spread is unbelievable.
Yeah, well, it was actually a bit hard to know what the response would be like. First of all, from the community of the school, because the notice was so short, but also from the Ukrainian community themselves staying in the Rowntree. So we didn't really know what to expect. And it was really just last night I began to get a handle on the numbers. So we expected 40 adults and 20 kids, but I think we can safely say we have a lot more than that. So delighted to see them and delighted to welcome them in. They've been through so much, so we just wanted to make sure they saw a few smiley faces, you know.
And And when they were first told that this was being put on for them, what was the general reaction? Were they delighted or surprised? Or?
Well, I liaised with there's two very good and very capable liaisons in the Rowntree Hostel, so I didn't speak to any Ukrainian parent until this morning. So we used the liaison that's in place because it's very efficient. So we told them what we wanted to do. We asked them to communicate it to the mums and dads, and they did that exactly as we said, as we asked, and they came back to me just yesterday with the numbers. So I think we can tell from the response of the, you know, from the number of people that have come, that the response was positive. I just hope to God that they're pleased to be welcomed and know that they're welcome.
In terms of providing, Eimear, the coffee, the tea, the food, there's sandwiches, there's cakes, yeah, buns. I mean, my eyes and my belly are popping out just looking at all that stuff. Was it made by parents of other children here? Did other members of the community get involved?
So we put the call out on Tuesday morning, maybe like 10:30 or mid-morning on Tuesday morning, and immediately the response was enormous. We have a very efficient parents' Facebook page, so we put the call out on that single post, and we got a response within minutes. The messages started to pile in. So I had asked for people to do one or other of the various jobs. So rather than ask for a commitment for the whole day from parents, I broke it up into little pieces so that everyone could do what they could do. So the parents who are working today, for instance, and who couldn't be here, they have made buns last night and dropped them up into the hollow yesterday evening, or they dropped this morning at 8:30 on their way to work. Then there was fathers who maybe are on shift work. They collected all the parents from Abbey Street car park, and they're going to bring them back again at 1:45. So we had, I couldn't believe how easy it was to mobilise the community, because, you know, we haven't had a gathering for 2 years. There's actually a lot of parents here in the junior end of our school who haven't been inside the door. So I think it was a combination of things that led to this fantastic response. It was the want to help the Ukrainian community, it was the want to do something for your school, and it was just there's an inherent kindness out there, isn't there? And people just want to be given an opportunity to do something.
I don't know, Eimear, how many of the Ukrainian parents or children have English, but what have they been saying to you so far this afternoon? And even if they can't speak English, do they just have a smile on their face? This is like relief from the situation they find themselves in.
Yeah, as a community, they're very well able to help themselves. They're very well organised themselves. So a little bit of help goes a very long way. I think that their English is quite good in many cases. The older they are, the not so good it might be. The younger children maybe haven't learned much Ukrainian, but they're picking it up really, or much English, but they're picking it up really quickly. But the younger adults have good English, and they're able to communicate enough. They have had smiles on their faces and thank you. One little girl said to us, well, she's not little, she's about 14 or 15, and she said that it was better than any birthday party she'd ever had. So that says it all. So we're delighted as parents to get that response. You know, it's lovely.
My name is Tanya.
And Tanya, where in Ukraine are you from?
I'm from Kyiv.
What brings you here today?
People have brought me here because I'm with them all the time. I'm kind of, I don't know, communication manager between Ukrainians and Irish management, and they all are my friends, and I don't know, I just come here to take a look what it's like, Irish school, and I don't know, maybe some parents, they need assistance to talk to director of the school.
So you're kind of the middle woman dealing with logistics and translating for Ukrainians,
yes,
who can't,
yes,
speak English.
Yes.
And what do you make of the school? We're here in the school hall. It's quite large.
I haven't been anywhere else in the school yet, in any other places but this one. But can I please study again in the school? I want to attend the school. It seems really nice, very nice.
What do you think of what's happening here today? This is to make the 19 Ukrainian students who started here recently feel welcome, and their family members are here with them. There's food, there's tea.
The most important thing is to let children know that school is not only about cookies. So this is a good way to invite people here, and a good way to represent school. I like it.
Did you come to Clare as a result of the war? Were you here in Ireland already?
Yes, I came to Ireland after war. I've been here more than a month.
Has it been difficult?
Of course. War is the hell on earth, really. And I was so scared the first day when the war started. I left Kyiv immediately, because of course it's such a stress to live under it's not good to stay in a dangerous place, to hear sirens all the time and to feel like danger all the time. I left and I was in Poland for 1 month. After that, I came to Ireland.
It can't be easy to leave your own country, you know, where you're from, where you know the people you know. But how has it been living here? Are Irish people, are Clare people, are they doing as much as they can to make you and other Ukrainians feel welcome or feel settled?
Of course, we are so grateful, and people here are very, very nice. We're happy to be here. I still dream to go back to Ukraine anyway, but yeah, I'm happy that I came exactly to this country, because I don't speak any other language but English, Russian, Ukrainian, so I went to Ireland. This was the reason.